Stocks are trading lower for a back-to-back session today, and investors are still digesting that hotter-than-expected inflation report this morning, with the Consumer Price Index posting its fastest annual rise since 1990. We have Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery standing by on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for more. Jared, what are you watching this morning?
Yeah, a little bit of a defensive sector set up here. I was watching healthcare, utilities, staples, all outperforming. And guess what? That means a little bit of defense in play. Just went from snapping an 8-day winning streak in the S&P 500. We are now down for the week in the three averages, the three majors, so maybe snapping a 5-week up streak in them as well. But we were overextended, which I've been talking about over the last few days, on a number of methods of calculation. So not a surprise to see a little bit of profit taking right here. Some big name movers. Watching Coinbase, we can talk about that in a minute. But overall, this was not entirely unexpected. The VIX had been creeping up over the last few days, which when you're also getting that in conjunction with record highs, you want to keep an eye on that. I think the downside is going to be capped here, 3%. I would expect that dip to be bought given the strength of the general market here, maybe 5% in the NASDAQ at most. And that just speaks as to the breadth that we are seeing, and especially approaching that favorable time of year. We do have a little bit of negative seasonality into the middle of the month, which is next Monday, so could see a little bit more downside there. But overall, on the inflation front, the highest numbers that we've seen since 1990, and not transitory. Not surprisingly, we're seeing the value sector outperform by a little bit today, and we're seeing techs take a backseat. But I think if the calculus at the Fed, the market starts pricing in the Fed having to act sooner rather than later, we're going to see everything go down, but I don't see that happening until first quarter of next year.
All right, so let's talk about what's happening in this quarter. We have been seeing crypto prices continue to push higher. They've been bouncing around a little bit today. That does not seem to be helping Coinbase, though. I find this really interesting, Jared. Last quarter, the company saw waning demand. This quarter, it says things are going to pick back up again, but investors are just not having it.
Yeah, well, the good news for Coinbase is their volumes are going up, their transactions are going up, and the key metrics are in the right direction, except for price per user, I guess it would be something like ARPU, average revenue per user, although I did not see that broken out in the financials. That's what I was able to glean just from a backhanded analysis there. So if their average, I would say transaction cost is going down, and I've seen some headlines in the last few weeks that they may be transitioning to zero-fee trading. If that happens, well, they're not going to make as much money per user. Also, their institutional clients are up. They don't make as much money on the spreads there. So if they do transition to a model where they're only making money on spreads to be cost competitive, their top-line revenue is going to suffer. However, as long as they're gaining market share, I'm not too concerned about it. A lot of the brokers had gotten overextended, and so I think Coinbase is just taking a little bit of a pause here. I don't think it changes the long-term narrative for Coinbase.
All right, we'll leave it there. Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, thank you so much.